Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have a preview of Sunday's World Cup football final.
Kim, Germany will play Argentina in Sunday's World Cup football final in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Germany is bidding for its fourth world title, while Argentina is aiming for its third. And speaking of three, this marks the third time the teams have met in the World Cup final. In the 1986 World Cup final played in Mexico City, Argentina defeated the then West Germany 3-2. With the score tied at 2-2 and about 6 minutes left, Argentine superstar Diego Maradona threaded a brilliant, delicate pass that Jorge Burruchaga converted for the winning goal. And 4 years later at the 1990 World Cup final in Rome, the Germans gained revenge, winning 1-0 on a penalty shot by Andreas Brehm with about 5 minutes left in the match. As we look forward to Sunday's big game in Rio, the Germans are well aware that scoring 7 goals, like they did against host Brazil in the semifinals, is unlikely. The Germans were able to capitalize on gaping holes in the Brazilian defense, but Germany's assistant coach, Hansi Flick, says Argentina will be a completely different opponent. He says Argentina features a very compact defense and, of course, has an extraordinary player in Lionel Messi. Messi is hoping to solidify his greatness by lifting the World Cup trophy for the first time. Meanwhile, Brazilian star Neymar, who did not play in the semifinal against Germany because of a fractured vertebra, says he'll be supporting Argentina in Sunday's final. Neymar says he wants Barcelona teammates Messi and Javier Mascherano to win football's biggest prize. Neymar singled out Messi for special praise and said the World Cup would be a fitting addition to his bulging trophy cabinet. In Neymar's words, and I quote, "I think he deserves to be champion. I am cheering for him because he is a friend and a teammate, and I wish him a lot of luck." Meanwhile, Brazil will host the Netherlands on Saturday in the capital, Brasilia, in the World Cup's third-place match. The old sports emperor Barry Mon enjoys describing this game as the Kiss Your Sister match.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Put your flags up in the sky. Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit VOAfootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at VOAfootball.com. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I tweeted earlier Friday that it's good to be back in the ball game after being sidelined Thursday by illness. And here's a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for the mighty Douglas Mpuga, who provided sporty relief for me on Thursday. Algeria and Nigeria were the top performing African teams at the World Cup in Brazil. Both the Desert Foxes of Algeria and the Super Eagles of Nigeria reached the round of 16, marking the first time two African teams have advanced to the knockout stages at the same World Cup. Following Nigeria's elimination by France, Nigeria's sports ministry gave the boot to top Nigeria Football Federation officials, a move that did not sit well with FIFA, World Football's governing body. On Wednesday, FIFA suspended Nigeria from all international competition and has given the ministry until next Tuesday, July 15th, to reinstate the NFF officials who were sacked. There's been mixed reaction in Lagos to FIFA suspending Nigeria for government interference. First, we hear from Super Eagles fan Tunlope Ogunwobi.
Even FIFA also mixes football with politics themselves. So, I mean, the government of a nation should move the nation forward. And if the government of the nation feels that the football house is having issues, and really, Nigerian Football Federation is really, there's so much politics in it. They're always quarreling with the coaches, complaining about some players not being there. So the government should sanitize issues.
And next up, we hear from Emeka Enwani, a football commentator in Nigeria.
The NFF, they have budgetary allocations. The NFF is captured in the budget of every government in this country. So that interference must be there as long as they are bringing other money. And that is my quarrel with FIFA. FIFA will not tell Nigerians that they don't know that the government funds football in this country and that the government funds NFF. I am not saying that interference is good. I know what FIFA, you know, means by not interfering, so that if any federation wants to do what they want to do, they will do it without thinking of, oh, this person is related to this governor, this person is related to this person in the presidency. But it cannot be possible in Nigeria when that same federation gets money from the government. I am just saying that if I'm in government and this type of thing happens, I will just say, NFF, we are not fighting. We are not quarreling. If there is war in this country, nobody will talk about football. So the government must make that enabling environment ready.
That's Emeka Enwani, a football commentator in Lagos, reacting to FIFA's suspension of Nigeria. Joining us once again from Johannesburg with our latest African football quiz question, World Cup related, is David Legg.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, that's why I can mention him, is 6 matches played, 1 draw and 5 defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only 2 goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played 6 matches. Now, in each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got 1 draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that 1, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because, like, you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at 9 matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, 3. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups, and that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's david.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is the Voice of America, Washington. D.C.
Big basketball story on Friday. LeBron James, the most valuable player for the Miami Heat, says he's returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron, the biggest name on the free agent market in the NBA. In an exclusive story with Sports Illustrated magazine, LeBron has, he says, I'm coming home. I'm coming home to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And LeBron writes, and I quote, before anyone ever cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran. It's where I cried. It's where I bled. It holds a special place in my heart. The Cleveland Cavaliers certainly have a special place in their heart, because right now,